Vision.com today.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Coming up this hour, we're going to look ahead and what's going to go down in Washington, D.C. this week. It's an important week because the government could shut down in the next couple of weeks. Actually, we would know probably by the end of this week, but going into next week, the current agreement only goes through till March 4th. Agreement meaning, okay, we're going to agree that we were going to operate without a budget, but we're not going beyond that. So if that's the case, could it be like 95, 6 days of a government shutdown? And if you say, well, I don't care. I don't care if the government shuts down. It's not going to affect me. That is not true. Think of things that you might need related to the government. It might be something simple. It might be just information you're waiting to get back or a tax return you're waiting to get back. How about that? Finally, you're going to get that money, and you already have it spent, but now it's going to be delayed another week or two, or who knows, because they're going to have to catch up. Guarantee you, the government shuts down. The people who are owed returns, it's going to be delayed. And that'll be one of the announcements from the IRS. It'll be delayed because they're going to have to play catch-up with everything that's coming in. In fact, all the government offices will have to do that. If you get a check from the government, Social Security, then that will be backed up. Disability, whatever it might be. Whew, especially disability. Because you have to dance on top of your head on one leg to prove you're disabled. It's really the laws for disability are so tough. You have to jump through so many hurdles to get it. And can you imagine if finally, if you need it, and through no fault of your own, and you're desperate, you got to get this check, and then when you're finally about to get those benefits, boom, this happens. A couple of days, 6 days, 7 days, it could get pretty dicey. So why no budget? Well, it's that continuing argument over spending and slashing. Spending and slashing, those are the two words you can take from this show. That's what it's about. What the Democrats want to spend and the Republicans want to slash the spending. It's the deficit. It's the deficit, silly. How long can we continue to go down the rabbit hole, close our eyes, and pretend it's all going to be okay? Senator Lindsey Graham and Senator Dick Durbin, opposite sides of the fence, both think that there should be a solution to this. Take a listen.
We need to sit down in a positive, constructive way and work out our differences. There are differences, but the starting point is that we know we need to cut spending. We know we need to live within our means, and we believe that we can find a way to do this for the remainder of this fiscal year.
What I hope to happen is that we'll find a way to resolve this by reducing spending in a bipartisan fashion. The House members did exactly what they campaigned on. The Democratic House was fired because they spent too much. The only way we'll shut the government down if it's our Democratic colleagues insist on keeping the federal government large and unsustainable.
Large and unsustainable. Boy, that's, I just don't think that's acceptable. So is there going to be some kind of a compromise? Are they going to figure out how to get it done? They being the politicians, since you and I don't have much control over that. Yes, we have the power to the people that I always spout, where you can call and lean on your congressman or your senator, but that's only going to go so far. That's why the people in Wisconsin said they had enough. A little bit of a tweak in this situation, because it's really about unions. After 6 days of protests that really jammed the state capitol all the way through the weekend, all the way through Sunday, by the way, was not a day of rest. Wisconsin's major teacher union called on all of their members to start returning to work on Monday. But a lot of them say they're still not going to do that, so who knows. The teachers who want contracts want to have a voice in those contracts and don't like what the governor is proposing. And the proposal is to the governor, who's Scott Walker, the proposal is to push for a state budget bill that would pretty much cut the tail off of that wags off the collective bargaining agreement for public employees. so they wouldn't be able to really negotiate it. And he says, the governor says, look, we need to do this because of the budget shortfall. Sounds familiar. $3.6 billion by 2013 that could ultimately end up in thousands of layoffs. But there's been resistance from a lot of the unions, and even some of them that aren't affected by the plan itself. You had the 14 Democrats who decided to leave, to walk out, to stall the vote, and they did. Tuesday, the governor says they're going to go ahead without them. If they don't want to play, that's okay, because then we're just going to move forward. Do you know that they had 55,000, 60,000 that turned out on Saturday rallies at the Capitol, most of them opposing the plan? Several thousand packed the building. Same thing on Sunday. At one point during those 6 days, it got up to 90,000. That's incredible that many people. You had firefighters, police officers, and they're exempt from the proposal, but they were showing support, they say, and that's why they were out there, many of them, for the teachers especially that would be pinched in this case. Now, does it become a question of the unions and what you like unions, you hate unions, you think it's outrageous, some of the demands? It's a little bit deeper than that, because, of course, what you find out is the pension plans were so screwed up by bad bets. That's what it was, bad bets, because they bought up all that subprime loans that were nothing but trash. Remember the banks too big to fail, and then the mortgage debacle that hasn't finished out? If you follow the bouncing ball, I hope it makes sense. So you had bad bets with pensions, and that's part of what ails Wisconsin. That's part of the problem across the board. And what happens with these teachers? You know, the Senate's going to reconvene, or if all the teachers form a block and they don't go back, if enough of them formed a block and they didn't go back, they're going to have to be forced to negotiate on this one. So will they do that, or will they ultimately roll over? It's a question of, hey, it's been 6 days. Are they going to, can they continue to hang on to this? Can they continue to go out there and keep it up and keep those protests, you know, out there? Eileen is listening to us in California. Eileen, you get the first crack at this. Go ahead. Hello.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Mahalo.
Hello. Mahalo says hi. Oh, in a pickle. Hello. Mahalo says hello.
Oh, hi, guys. Listen, you did a story a couple of weeks ago that is still bothering me to this day. I even had a bad dream about it, about the dogs getting shot.
Oh, yes.
What happened with that?
The dogs that were shot, you mean the ones that were killed that were...
Yeah.
They're supposedly trying to track down all the people that were involved in that and see if they can prosecute them.
I hope they do too,
because it's sickening, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And also, I wanted to make a comment about the economy. You know, people think about all the people suffering, but it's also animals suffering, because a lot of owners can't feed their dogs anymore, or can't care for them, or a vet situation comes up and they can't pay for it. So the shelters are just full here. Just
you know
full.
What? I'm glad you said that, Eileen. Thanks for the call. In a pickle. That's such a great nickname, by the way. Eileen, thanks. It's true. I was out over the weekend and I saw and talked to some people that were out there with dogs from the SPCA, and they were trying to get people to adopt, and they said it's been very, very tough. Sad times. Hard on pets, too. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze-Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The friend. I don't know. What do you think, America? I'm mixed on this, and I am always usually black and white. It's one way or the other on a lot of this stuff, right? But unions, because I've seen how desperately people need a union and how it's worked, and then I've seen how people just glide on the unions and can't get fired and do a crappy job and get raise after raise after raise, and they are just taking advantage. Yeah, I'm in the union. It's awesome. But I've seen the other side of that, too. And that's why I say that. I mean, broadcasting is a great example. In states where there's unions, which is very far and few between, it's called AFTRA. So if somebody doesn't make a lot of money, somebody behind the scenes, or even somebody who is the talent of a show or whatever, the one thing that they have for not too much of a fee is they get guaranteed wages, and they, which is the idea of the union, and they get the health care benefits that desperately you need because you're in a profession where, you know, it's all very subjective. And I've seen people thrive, by the way, in the states where I was, where there was the unions, which was New York and in Philadelphia. But and in Los Angeles, they have a similar thing. In Chicago, they have a similar thing. And then there's shops that are union and shops that aren't union. You know, and I've heard all sides of this, so I get it. But the bottom line is, in Wisconsin, interesting to see how many people turned out for the Madison protest, isn't it? I think ultimately they're not going to. I don't know that they're going to find a compromise here. This governor, he's sticking to his guns and saying, listen, I got to cut the nonsense. I got to cut it out. Do you want these layoffs? I mean, because here's the deal. Forget the battle of the union or not. Forget that whole discussion. But the bottom line is, if we don't go in this direction, then you tell me about what happens with these layoffs. I mean, we're going to have layoffs. But what the protesters are screaming is kill the bill, kill the bill, kill the bill. And, you know, let's ditch the people who wanted to ditch us. So the final passage of this controversial, to say the least, proposal to strip away collective bargaining rights from the public employees is definitely in stall mode. And the Senate Democrats who left to prevent the Republicans there from reaching a quorum that would push it forward, they started the ball rolling on that. But what happens when they come back? I mean, what's the strategy? Okay, so you stall it. Now what happens? There's grassroots pressure. Okay, so that's happening. And they're saying, call people you know in Republican districts. Tell them to call their senators and Republican members at home. When you see them at church or in the grocery store, tell them to kill the bill. And I think in some cases it's working. In some cases, I mean, they are beating those Republicans down. They are beating them down. So, you know, the bottom line is, though, if they get enough votes, then it goes through. And the governor, I'll say it again, says, listen, what do you think we're going to do? What are we going to do? How are we going to tame this budget? You know, show us another way. How is this going to happen? And was part of the deal. If we were able to cut this out, we save money. Yeah, it's a power play. You're either on board with this or you're not. You either agree. And I've seen teachers unions that have destroyed the education system. And I've seen how out of control it gets. I mentioned New Jersey, how terrible it is in New Jersey. That, okay, we need a teachers union, or we need somebody to fight for us to get us the kind of increases that we deserve and to have the right situations in these classrooms, blah, 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 yada, yada. But then in the meantime, it's gotten so crazy and out of control there that what you have is, and I know I've told this story before and I can point to several schools, the flow of the administration is so heavy of how much money they're getting. You know, the do-re-mi has gone up the ladder and everything's gone to the people who make up the offices, and it's not in the teacher's favor. They're not the ones that are driving the Lexus and the Mercedes and the whatever. It's in the opposite direction. All right, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about this blizzard. I bet the governor wishes that happened in Wisconsin. Oh, if we could just get the blizzard, how could the people be out there? A severe winter storm, to say the least, is dumping snow like you wouldn't believe. Whiteout conditions all over the place. And, you know, we'll get him back on again. And we talked to Matt Johnson earlier to find out how bad it was in Minnesota. Minnesota's really, you know, Dakotas and Minnesota getting hit the worst. 15, 20 inches of snow, and you see the shots of the cars off the road. And the National Weather Service is saying that there's, you know, this is going to keep going through the night, these blizzard conditions. It's really piling up. And in North Ulm and Lester Prairie and some of the other spots, pretty tough to see. Matt, what is it like at the mothership? How much of a whiteout is it?
I haven't been outside since it was probably 3 hours ago. and I went to the gas station to fill up so that for my ride home, I wouldn't have to stop off. And I'm not kidding. I got stuck in the gas station.
Oh, no.
So it took some maneuvering to get out of the parking lot and back onto the road. So it's pretty bad outside. It's not the worst I've ever seen. It's not the worst this year, but it's probably top three.
Ooh, top three. So snow is piling up. And like I said, in South Dakota, too, more than a foot of snow, wind gusts, that's what makes it so tough. 40 miles an hour, South Dakota, Interstate 29 from Sioux Falls north to the North Dakota border. Same thing, they're jammed up there. How odd, isn't it? Isn't it crazy? That's the United States. You got to love it. You can be in one place. You can be in Texas, and it can be 68 degrees at 12:30 in the evening, and you can be up in Minnesota, and you can not see in front of your face because the snow is so blinding. All right, speaking of blinding, some people believe that you're just asking for this, and they are blinded by the love of guns. Because I got a lot of emails from you, and I'm not going to go to the mailbag, but I'll quickly say to Diane and to Joe and to Little Bob and to Al and also to Chuckles, we haven't heard from you in a long time, all from Texas, somewhere in Texas, because we're on in a couple of different places in Texas, and Austin and in Dallas, and a couple of those emails were from Dallas. Everybody jumped on this, on the fact that Texas is pretty close to giving college students and professors the right to carry guns on campus, so that if something happens like it did at Virginia Tech back in 2007, where somebody came into a classroom, and we know the story, we don't have to relive it every time, but you had people that were just sitting ducks. People that were sitting ducks, 32 people were killed. 32 people were killed, if you remember what happened on that campus. That's just still is crazy that happened. And remember, it was a student who went in and just started to open fire. I mean, cold-blooded open fire, and then killed himself. So you've got the Brady campaign against gun violence, and they're lobbying hard against the Texas bill that could pass this week to say that, okay, on these college campuses, which before you couldn't do it, now you can carry a gun if you want. If you want to be locked and loaded as a student or as a professor, go for it. You just have to pass the concealed and carry tests and get the permit, and you're in. And there's 38 public universities, 500,000 students. I wonder how many would actually decide to go that route and carry a pistol.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF Shower Filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass Spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Welcome back to America Tonight. So let's just re-rack for a second. If you tune in, you say, what is that broad talking about? I thought I was listening to George Norrie, and he was talking about a different universe or if there was life on Mars, which I love my pal George. But if you are locked and loaded onto this station, you're hearing my voice. We're talking about a ton of things. We call it water cooler buzz in the overnight highway. And what we've talked about so far, if I'm re-racking here, is the governor of Wisconsin taking on the unions, fair or foul. Collective bargaining powers, is it out of control? They got to do something, got to nip it in the bud now because there's not enough money for that state to thrive and survive, the governor says. So 6 days of a protest. In the meantime, will the government, the federal government, shut down? Remember back in 95, 6 days. Could we have 6 more days of that happening again in 2011? Because budget problems, a crisis, disagreements between the Republicans and the Democrats, like Senator Lindsey Graham, who says Obama's budget is timid. On the other side of things, the charge is it's ridiculous what the Republicans want to do. Why are we in this situation? So the government could shut down, though. That's the deal. Just brace yourselves. March 4th, in and around then, which would be Friday, would be D-Day for the expiration of it. So maybe it happens on Monday. Maybe they work through the weekend. We'll see. And if you're listening to us in the Midwest, ooh, some of you are getting terrible snow. The winter storm is so bad, we're talking maybe up to 20 inches or so in the Dakotas, Minneapolis at our mothership. It is nasty stuff out there. Hundreds of flights were canceled in Minnesota. If you're flying into Minnesota in the morning, you better check that flight. I don't care where you're coming from, whether you're coming from Denver, you're coming from Connecticut, Illinois, whatever. Make sure you check before you drive out to the airport because it could be canceled. It could be canceled. And what in the world is going on with the Middle East? It's a massive explosion. It's a revolution. Tunisia was first, then Egypt, and now it's spread. Pick a country, any country, Saudi Arabia, they got to be worried because you see what's happening now even in Libya. Right now the death toll there is about 200, and you've got the army that's firing on people, firing on them. Yeah, they're just opening up. They fired machine guns at people who were marching in a funeral for anti-government protesters. And this was a day after mercenaries who are loyal to Muammar Gaddafi came down on the demonstrators with assault rifles and some heavy weapons. That's why you had that death toll. You got, in Sunday, you had a whole bunch of different clashes that piled up and led to 15, 20 people that were died in the hospital. But overall, so that pushed that death total in the last 6 days to 200. And you think of Libya, and what do you think of? Oil, baby, oil. Remember, that's the deal, I think, with the British. That's why they're careful about their dealings with Libya, right? So if you look at the uprisings in Tunisia and Egypt, the anti-government protests, and now you look at Libya and where it's spreading, Bahrain in the Gulf, also Yemen, also Algeria, Morocco. There's just a few places. I'm missing some. Iran. We know that Iran. That's old hat there. Gaddafi had been trying to bring his country out of kind of the isolation and put him back into the limelight again, or put Libya back in the limelight again, saying back in 2003 that he was abandoning, remember, his program for weapons of mass destruction and renounced terrorism. And then, of course, we had the whole thing with the Pan Am flight over Lockerbie, Scotland, and you know how we went off on that deal here on America Tonight, and then Gaddafi last year coming to the United States, and, you know. But there's a pattern that's emerging, and it could be crippling to the oil industry and to the delivering of oil if this continues. And Libya is one of those key spots. All right, so moving to a few other things that are closer to home as we're trying to fill in the blanks, is what I like to call it, instead of just telling you one thing. I mean, we know about Wisconsin. We're talking about Wisconsin. We're talking about the possible government shutdown. But some of the things that I mentioned, I think, are too important to just miss, whether it's the snow or it's the barrage of firing on the people at Libya and other spots in the Middle East. I thought we would mix in a daily salute. We need something good. You know, I don't want it to be all negative news all the time. Give us something good. Give us something positive, right? So here's something positive. And this comes out of New York. An incredible rescue. A New York City Police Department helicopter rescued in pure darkness. I'm saying you couldn't see anything. And terrible winds. Think of a helicopter. They pulled up two West Point cadets from an 18-inch ledge, is what they're describing it as. They were stranded on this ledge on a cliff 500 feet above the ground. And the both guys were 20 years old. They were rescued on Sunday from that rock that they had been trapped on for about 10 hours. It was during a training exercise that happened to them. And the helicopter from the police department's aviation unit just tried to steady itself against the winds. I mean, that was dangerous. I know somebody that was killed in a helicopter rescue in Nebraska because of the wind and how bad it was. So they hovered about 80 feet or so above the guys. That's the way it was described. And, you know, you have to think of where the blades would be from the rocks, but they were able to rescue them. And, you know, they're treated for hypothermia, but I guess they're in good condition. So thank God for the NYPD and their willingness to go and do that. And for those guys that were in that helicopter, because it could have been very easy to say, wow, you know, this Captain James Conan, it would have been very easy to say, I can't risk this. You know, we're not going to be able to get them. But they did. They saved them. I mean, they really saved them. So I say, you get the daily salute, Captain, you and the rest of the crew there for sure. Absolutely. I mean, I don't know how many of you have ever ridden in a helicopter. Have you ever ridden in a helicopter? Then you know what I'm talking about. It is so dangerous with those blades, and to get them that close, and plus the winds. The wind can just topple you in a second. It doesn't matter how many hours you have in a chopper. That's what happens. We've had traffic copters go down. A lot of times it's because of the conditions. And the conditions that they had absolutely were not ideal for trying to rescue them. Very, very risky. So hats off. I guess, you know, he was just determined he was going to do it. He's just determined that he was going to help them and get them off of the rocks so they didn't slide off or die from hypothermia or whatever other horrible thing could have happened to them. So thank goodness. Yeah, you just get those. You get these guys that are just gung-ho that are willing to risk it all. If I'm ever stranded, that's what I'm hoping for. Oh, please, give me a captain like that, someone who's just, they're not going to stop. They're going to go in no matter what. Because you can't blame them if they turn back. You know, there's dangerous conditions that you can't go in, that you shouldn't go into, because you could crash the copter and then you've got the copter down and probably taking the guys on the rock down with it. So, yeah, that's pretty, that was pretty tricky stuff. I mean, absolutely. Very, very tricky stuff. Let's jump to something else, too, that I think you'll find interesting because of how much I've talked about the issue of what are we doing in space? What are we doing in space? You know, you talk about money and sometimes how much money we have blown on NASA, but at the same time, to not have a thriving space program, I think is unacceptable. But where the money is being spent, I would question that. And then in the past, money that has just been completely thrown out the window, where deadlines were missed and cost overruns were outrageous, and half of the time the whatever the program was didn't get off the ground. So now what the military is saying, though, and this would kind of combine them in a different way, the U.S. military is saying that they need to better protect their satellites, or our satellites, and strengthen the ability to use them as weapons, because the battlefield of space is becoming pretty crowded and pretty dangerous. So they mapped out what could be the reality of the future, the Pentagon did, and they're calling, of course, what is that 10-cent word that everybody uses? Cooperation. You go back in time, look up any politician, look up anybody in the military. Cooperation is the word they always say. So cooperation with other nations on space-based programs to try to determine, to improve, you know, the ability to deter enemies. So, you know, you got air, land, sea, you figure that, okay, so you conquer that. But what's the next frontier? Of course, space. Space isn't just about, hey, that's pretty cool. We were sending that rocket up there. Let's see what they will learn if there's water on XYZ planet. Or what kind of cool rocks can they bring back? I mean, it's true. It is pretty critical. So they're right about this. They gotta protect our space-based assets, including global positioning, baby. How about missile warning information? How about communications with fighters or unmanned drones? Unmanned drones. You don't get the right equipment there. That would be dangerous. Surveillance that's used in the drug wars. Drug wars. How about firing missiles against the enemy? Would you spend the money?
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendovite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Feel it, see it, hear it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it because it happens to pass. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass.
Here for a second, the daily salute went to the brave crew on that chopper. Man, that's too much water, I can't talk. On the chopper where they rescued the West Point guys who were doing a military exercise and were caught on the rocks in a precarious situation for 10 hours. And they suffered some hypothermia, but it could have been much worse if not for these brave fellows in the bird. The NYPD guys who went up and had their blades of that chopper, the copter, easy for me, chopper, Kate, the chopper, so close to the rocks, 20 feet away. And I said this, if you've ever been in a helicopter, you know that feeling. You know what I mean. So that's why they got the daily salute. In the meantime, our pal down under, Jack, says that a helicopter crash actually ended his military career and killed 16 of his closest friends. He ended up breaking his ankle. And what happened there, Jack says, is it was a mid-air crash on a training exercise in Australia, and it was some kind of mechanical failure. They blamed the pilots, but they heard something break the tail of the chopper that he was on, and it swung around and clobbered the chopper next to him. So, and this is information, as Jack says, you can, of course, we were in the world of looking it up on the internet. You can look it up under the Australian Army Black Hawk crash. And I mentioned that I had a friend, he was a medic, and was had many hours in a helicopter and had been in many precarious situations. And unfortunately, he was out somewhere in the boonies trying to rescue a kid, get him to a hospital, and he crashed and, you know, immediately died. But it was winds and bad weather, and they were telling him not to go up. But he was the kind of guy, he wanted to help the kid who desperately needed to get to a hospital. So he risked it all, and unfortunately he lost in his bid. So you can't say enough about that kind of bravery when you jump into those helicopters. It really, honestly, the weather, one thing goes wrong, one turn the wrong way, and that's it. All right, speaking of bravery and nonsense, boy, since I've jumped on the air in the last 2 years talking about the pirates in Somalia, we've had people on to talk about that, and it's crazy. You've got a U.S. warship tailing the pirates who are holding four Americans. And when you look at that, you think, oh, why are any people going through there? But it's the area, and it's what you have to cut through if you don't go in this particular piece of real estate. You know, if you don't go through this body of water, you're kind of stuck. So what's happened is, because you can't completely patrol, the waters are so vast, you had these organizers of a yacht race called the Blue Water Rally, and these people had been taking part in the race, and they decided to go on an independent course from India to Oman, and apparently that you got a couple of people, two Americans that are on board, you got a couple of people from these Americans from Seattle that are part of this, and you have this the other two who have been sailing around the world since 2004, no less, with a yacht full of Bibles, as they describe it. So they hijacked the yacht just a couple of days after a Somalia pirate was sentenced to 33 years in prison by a New York court for the 2009 hijacking of that ship with the, talk about a brave captain, the ship of the brave captain, remember the Alabama, the Maersk Alabama, remember that and how that ended, and the Navy stepped in there, thank goodness. The case ended when they were able to rescue them, basically. But the pirates have increased attacks on the ships off the coast of East Africa. But rarely Americans are part of this. A lot of Brits have been in the middle of it. A lot of other foreign tankers have been taken here. So here we go with another attack against a U.S. crew. If the Navy sharpshooters didn't help the last time they killed the two pirates, they rescued the ship's captain. I don't know what would have happened there. If the Quest gets to Somalia's shoreline, the four American hostages would be taken inland, where a fast resolution to the situation is probably not likely. Because if you remember, there was a couple from England who were sailing, who released in November after being in pirate captivity for over a year and a couple of months at least, I want to say. And it's not looking good for them. I don't understand why this situation can't be, I don't understand why this situation can't be addressed, but I guess I'm answering my own question. Because of the waters, because the pirates currently hold about 30 ships and about 660 hostages, not including this yacht, they have the edge. They attack off the coast of East Africa, and even though there's been international warships that are trying to protect the boats and stop the pirate assaults, they haven't had incredible success in some cases. and they ask for multi-million dollar ransoms, and that fuels the beast, the trade of doing that. And the prices for releasing a ship and the hostages have gone up, because they believe, you know, hey, if people want to get out of it, they're going to find a way to get this money, or we're going to get some money. But it's crazy that these thugs, these young thugs, I mean, most of them are kids, have all of this juice that they can get. They can circle these boats. They've got the machine guns or whatever. They wave them in their face, and that's it. I mean, unless you got somebody that's right there with you, somebody that is watching guard over you, I guess, that's the only way I can see it. I said this last time. If I had a tanker, whatever kind of special forces I needed to hire, and it was worth it to me, they would be on that boat, and they would just pick those pirates off. That's what I would do. I would not put up with this bullying by these thugs who are armed with these AK-47s and whatever else. I wouldn't put up with it. I'd just take them out. That's what I would do. Take them out. Don't stand for that. In the case of the people in the yacht, they had nothing. It just doesn't sound like they had anything with them anyway to try to dissuade their capture. And, of course, the Somalia pirates have the advantage because they know the waterway, the waterways there. They know how to, they know the ins and outs, and they know the ships coming through where they're able to get the best edge on them. They go out in those little dinghies. And they're able to board. That's the key. They're able to board, I think, a lot of the ships, for sure. All right, so for all of you listening to me, I know many of you have been sending me emails over the weekend, not so much about the pirates, but more about the budget and whether or not the government is going to shut down. Some of you about the weather as well. We've talked about that, the flights in the Midwest being canceled. Some of you have asked me what it's like in Illinois and what the weather map looks like. And really, truly, Minneapolis is getting pounded, some of the worst of it. Hundreds and hundreds of flights are canceled. I don't even think they've got anything out going out in the morning. And they're advising people to just stay off the highways. It's that bad all Sunday. It was that way. Delta had to cancel a bunch of flights. In Detroit, they got hit with it. Somebody asked me about Detroit. They canceled, you know, maybe 250 flights or so. And through O'Hare, because of that, there were flights that were canceled, too. And the traffic, of course, is being snarled by this. They're predicting maybe 20 inches of snow, maybe a little bit less, especially in Minnesota. Same thing in the Dakotas. In Michigan, they're talking about a mix of snow and freezing rain expected through midday on Monday. I know a lot of people have off because of President's Day. That's probably a good thing. You don't have to travel. You're listening to me, and I'm telling you about these conditions, you know probably yourself. Just don't go out, and if you don't have to go out in the mess, why bother?
Worse! How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell!
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic! This is great!